Well, Brian, another glorious chapter in your football career. That was a gutsy performance by the lads today, yourself and the lads today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Now, it wasn't pretty, but we knew the day that was going to be that you just have to stay in touch. And you don't have to play champagne football. You don't have to keep letting the scoreboard take over. You just want to stay within touching distance. And we did it. It wasn't pretty, but then like come near the end of first half, second half, and the end of the game, we were in right position to get the win.
Yeah, the way you finished the first half, Brian, the space of a few minutes, you scored a goal and 2 points, and then came real positive at the start of the second half and scored a terrific goal. Jody picked out Ross and he scored a great goal.
We were under pressure in the first half now, but like I said, we just knew just to try and stay in touch and distance, got a goal at the ideal time, got in at half time with that goal in the bank, and then the second half, it was like the county finals probably all year. The legs are good in lads. We've a lot of young lads there that are mad for road. Yeah. And in the second half, we were able to just kind of eventually get a man on the shoulder, and he could make 40, 50 yards. And kind of that got us over the line, I think.
It must have been frustrating the first 25 minutes, Brian. You just couldn't break them down. They're bunched and they were very rugged and tough in the tackle, weren't they?
They were very strong in the tackle, and we probably weren't really used to that. Maybe, I don't know, in Wexford, if we don't tackle it as much, or I don't know if the referee was letting a lot go, but it certainly felt like
that. There's an Ulster man in charge of their team as well.
Yeah, there you go. Now, we were being tackled hard, and it was a bit of a shock to the system, but we weren't getting that frustrated because we knew it was going to come in terms of not being able to really get out of our own half, and we were prepared for it. So it wasn't anything that was unexpected or unprepared for.
And, you know, you were properly prepared for, Brian, obviously you had 3 weeks. I know some of the lads that organised to go see Manchester United this week, and they made the ultimate sacrifice for the club, and I'm sure they're happy today now that they can see Manchester United anytime. But it's the way you missed a couple of scoring chances at the end, and then the ball was wobbling around. I think Craig got a save, and then it came off James at the back. I think how it didn't grin that time. It was hairy and scary, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I don't know how it didn't grin, because I was down beside and my heart was in my mouth. I just thought, last kick of the game, here we go.
Don't give it away.
You know, when you're 2 points up, it's so dangerous. And somehow James Cash got a few blocks in, Craig got a few. I think he had about 4 shots, and it stayed out, and the referee blew it up, and sure, it's great now. But we had no excuses coming up here today. We 3 weeks to prepare for it. We were taking it seriously. Anyone that was asking, we're saying, no, we're training for it, we're going for it. It wasn't complete bonus territory. We were saying we were deserving county champions and we're in a good position to give it a go. And we came up here full of belief. Maybe years gone by, we might have been in a Leinster game and you just show up and see how it goes. And if you go down a couple of points, you just kind of down tools yourselves. But we said, lads, whatever happens, if we go down a couple of points, so be it. We'll stay in the game and then we'll play to the end. And we got our just reward.
And that's what you did today, Brian. You did exactly that, didn't you?
I did exactly that. Look, I've seen Leinster games for years and teams come out of nowhere. And all you have to do, I've said it numerous times here to you now, stay in the game. Yeah. And the amount of times teams win with a last minute goal, and we were kind of prepared for that. Now, luckily we didn't need the last minute goal, but that was our objective, to stay in the game and just see what happens in the final 5 minutes.
And it was a real team effort. You couldn't pick out anybody above anything else. Your experience made such a difference. But now a chance for the lads to play in Croke Park. You played there several times, you've been lucky, but a chance for the rest of the lads to play there.
I'd say now, going out there in 2 weeks time will be the happiest day of my sporting career, going out and playing with the lads.
Against Nace,
I hear. We don't mind. And in one way, yes, it's bonus. Our main goal, once we heard the fixture, was to get to Croke Park. And we're absolutely delighted to get to Croke Park. But these are ambitious lads. You might have heard Graeme Stables talking after county final. He said his age have won everything all the way along. Numerous county medals. Like, these lads aren't happy with just going up there and fulfilling the fixture. These guys are going out to win, and it's their belief that is infectious among everybody else. And you know, we'll go up there and we'll prepare to beat Nace rather than just turn up.
And I believe the wide open spaces of Croke Park will help you.
John
help you with Friday day, but
no, it won't help me anyway. John Hegarty was saying that if you can come up here and beat these guys, at we were 10-1, and if you come up to their backyard, a tough out pitch, not giving any hope, and turn them over, get to Croke Park, and that will suit us. Young, fit, energetic lads. Let's see what happens then.
Absolutely. Well done. I'm delighted for you, Brian. Another chance to appear in Croke Park, and maybe even go further. But you certainly proved the doubters wrong today. Anyway, if there were doubters there, they certainly weren't in the Shells camp.
No. Look, it's a great day for Shells. It's a great day for Wexford football. It's a long time since Wexford have got over the hurdle, and you know, things are going well with the county team as well. There's good belief there. So hopefully it's the start of Wexford football turning the corner, and if we're part of that, all the better.
Well done, Brian.
Thanks, Liam.